Let's pray get into the Word. And the reason I'm coming, and I'll be coming often, because I have an assignment, a mandate from God to get the body of Christ off of the world system financially. That's my assignment, and the Lord want me to get more fully on it. And so I'll be dropping in, teaching on these lessons on prosperity around the world, that you may be able to get a hold of this. We're going to pray. I want you to open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, and Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Those two verses I'll start out with. And we ask the Lord now, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the assignment. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the authority. We thank you for divine ability to release what you're saying out of our heart and out of our spirit. We thank you for those who are listening, that they may come to the revelation and the manifestation of what is spoken this morning out of your word. You sent us forth with money cometh to the body of Christ, and the body of Christ need to walk in that type of finances now. So we're asking you to give us the right word and the right anointing this morning, that we may be able to minister to these your sheep. We give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor as the utterance be anointed. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the words that we're about to deal with, I've dealt with them before, but in following closely behind my father in the gospel, he's gone on to be the Lord, but I still follow closely behind him. And my wife and I have been listening to him night and day, go to bed with him on. And I saw something he was doing. Faith don't come by just hearing. Faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing. And I've preached so many messages that had a lot of revelation in it. Say, for instance, I preach a message on Wednesday. I listened to it once. I listened to it twice. I listened to it three times. The own message, full time. And I'm still missing some of the things I said. Every time I listen to it, I get a bunch of new ways to use my faith. And so I know the same thing is happening in the money cometh revelation. A man prophesied to me 27 years ago, prior to getting money cometh, what an anointing and what a blessing it would be to me and to the body of Christ at large. In Isaiah 10, 27, it says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke." Now, underline those words, burden and yoke. I want you to kind of think about those words a few moments. Financially, the body of Christ have suffered, have had burden financially and yoke financially. We'll talk about not living from paycheck to paycheck in a few moments. But the body of Christ, people who really genuinely love God and living for God, but this financial area or this prosperity area have been talked about. But we want to quit talking now and start walking. Write that down. Quit talking and start walking. That came up. That's good. Quit talking about it and start walking in it. And that's what I'm aiming to bring to the body of Christ. But I want you to see the word burden and yoke. This burden of finances and this yoke of finances on ministers as well as congregation has to be removed by the power of God. Again, I want to look at this verse, "And it shall come to pass exactly in that day," this is the day, "that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." So we're talking about money cometh is an explosive prosperity anointing. Money cometh is an explosive prosperity anointing. And then in Zechariah, there, chapter 4, verse 6, look there with me. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, that is very important, what we're dealing with here, this is a financial anointing. This is not, I'm going to give you 7 or 8 things that would almost clear to this financial anointing. Because I believe not just hearing, we've got to be hearers and doers. And it can't be just a good teaching. There's a remnant of people, I just want to get this down in them, that it become manifestation and demonstration in their life, a reality. Get them off the world system. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Now here in Zechariah 4, 6, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Look what he's saying now. And what we're talking about with this money comes anointing is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Not by might, not by power. And so I'll address that in some things I'm going to say that I think can bring an anointing on your life to know how God's going to do this. Number one, it's not by employment. It's not this type of prosperity, this type of freedom is not by employment. Now, this can be questionable in the natural because the church, when it comes down to finances at large, operate in the natural. And what the Lord wants the church to do is operate in his covenant, operate in his anointing, operate in financial faith. Write that down, financial faith. Faith for finances. Believe in God through his word, what he says. So it's not by employment. I want you to get that down. The second thing is, in both of those verses, it almost overlapping, but it's not by effort. This type of prosperity is not by effort. Then I like the third thing he said to me, and I think it would build up in you, is not by the condition of the world economy. That's powerful. Amen. Do you hear me? It's not by, see, God blessing is not governed by the system. So it's not by the condition of the world economy, no matter what way the world economy is going, and it's going to go AWOL. Because the world economy, you don't know, if you don't know it, all these storms and all of these, we just went around one, but all these storms and all these fires and these sickness and disease, what it's doing is the economy is being attacked. Okay? And, you know, all of a sudden you got a job, you don't have a job. All of a sudden the place closed down. All of a sudden can't go to work. Well, you have to have something going for you. So it's not by the condition of the world economy. This anointing that we're talking about, money comes anointing, is, and then I want you to hear the word explosive, because you can be traveling along, doing what you're supposed to do, sowing your seed, paying your tithe, praising God, doing what God tells you to do, and all of a sudden you find out you out. You're off the system. You're just out. That's the way it happened to me. The man prophesied it would happen. He said, blessing will come, blessing will come. But I really didn't know I was out. I was too busy. My wife had to tell me, we out. Out and way over. And over enough never to go back in. And that's the way God wanted to be for all of his children. But we got, for lack of a better word, we got sad principles about prosperity. It's just sad. It just think it belonged to the, well, we can't think it belonged to the preacher because most of them broke. I knew I'm in trouble, but Most of them broke. Because they had not tapped in on it. You can have the information, but the information not enough. You got to have demonstration. We have to lead. Now, my sons, all of my sons coming out, all of them who paying attention to me, they're coming out and they are an example before their flock. And that's important. And daughter, they're an example. They're coming out. You got to come out by grade, but they're coming out. So that is not by employment, not by effort. We're going to wipe all these out. Not by the condition of world economy. Okay? The world economy. Not by securing, listen to this, better credit rating. That ain't no prosperity. That just fools you, you know. God, I can get so much. Yeah, but you ain't got no money. Not by better credit rating. I thought that was a good one. You think that's a good one? Not by better credit? Because some people talking about, I got good credit. What? That ain't no prosperity. Somebody else getting prosperous off of you. Completely out of the control of man and the world system. Woo, that's a good shouting ground. Completely out of the control, your finances, of man and the world system. That's what the Father wants. That's what Jesus has provided for. And that is where the Holy Spirit will carry you as you pay attention of these things that are being said to you. Go over and over them again till you get them down in your spirit. Get them in your faith. Come out swinging. Okay? Now in Jeremiah 29:11, this verse was given to me 27 years ago when I first in the NIV Bible, Jeremiah 29:11. It was given to me and it's powerful. I'm going to make a statement about it. Jeremiah 29:11, NIV. Building your confidence in God's prosperity plan. Building your confidence in God's prosperity plan. Say it the third time, because we've been detoured by intellect. Most people who go to college ain't making no money. Broke doctors, broke lawyers. I'm just telling you. Broke school teachers. I mean, just, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not doing it to put anybody down. My job is to turn it around, all right? So I'm here to help you. I'm not here to be against you, but I got to tell the whole truth. So you see, when I read this verse, and then the Spirit somewhere got to the NIV translation, for I know the plans. Notice that word, plan, is plural. I have for you, declared the Lord. And look at the word plans again. It's plural, isn't it? Plans to what? Prosper you and not to harm you. Plans, three times, plural, plan. Plans to give you hope in the future. When your finances are not right and you don't know you're going somewhere that you're going to get them right, you don't have much hope and your future don't look good because you're dealing with finances. Watch out now. You're dealing with finances too much in the natural. We want to deal with your finances from now on in the anointing. Okay? I want you to say that. I must deal with my finances through my anointing. Just follow what I'm telling you now because something going to be imparted to you today. The Lord told me, and I'll be dropping in a lot now because I know I got this assignment. I got to teach you all. You all will respect my ministry. As a remnant, are going to walk in so much prosperity. And they're going to be so blessed. But I want you to get that verse. I want you to go over that verse. And I want you to see plans. God has a plan. There are some verses in Deuteronomy 8:18. I think it is in 8:17. 17 is what you say. Don't say it. You did it. Then in the 18th verse, he says, remember, it's the Lord thy God, for he gives you power to get wealth. When you hear it's a power to get wealth, power to get prosperity, power to get abundance, power to have increase, it all comes from God. So you can overlap those words, prosperity. You know, somebody would say, well, he said wealth. Yeah, but he's talking about prosperity too. He's talking about increase. He's talking about abundance. He gave you the power to get it. That power is an anointing. You're anointed to be out of debt. Yes, sir, you're a child of God. I'm going to tell you right now, you're anointed, and you're going to have to know that, and you're going to have to wrap your faith around that, that I'm anointed. I don't care if you're in the project. I don't care if you're in the, on the other side of the track. I don't care where you are. You're anointed. You understand what I'm saying? It don't make no difference about a house, look down the street, don't matter. You are anointed, and you coming out, and you coming in, and you coming to a place where God wants you to be. Are you following me? Are you hearing me? I feel anointed now. This money comes anointing. I came to impart it to you this morning. That it's not just he told me no license plate, no t-shirts, no song. He said, this year, I'm getting the body of Christ ready for the second coming. Money coming, getting us ready for the second coming? Absolutely, because so much hell going to break out, you're going to have some money. All right? You're going to have some money. Now watch. Watch this. Developing supernatural prosperity skills from the scriptures. Developing supernatural prosperity skills. I had skills, but when I say it, right on the end, with the scriptures or from the scriptures. And that's based on a very pleasant verse, a very present help in Joshua 1:8. Turn there. I love it. And see, sometimes we memorize these verses, but we don't manifest them. See, a voice is not real to you until you manifest it. And so here, Joshua, in this Joshua 1:8, it tells you exactly how to function in prosperity. Exactly how. I mean, you can't miss this. Prosperity is a divine law. Woo, that comes from God. Satan knows it. He knows it. But the body of Christ has not known as they should know. And I'm talking about giving people. They're giving, but there got to be an expectation. Are you following me? This book of the law should not, Joshua 1:8. Follow me now. I want you to follow me. I don't want to just be a poem. I ain't no poem man. I ain't no poet. This book of the law should not depart out of the mouth. Then see, you see this voice? You say, oh yeah, I know it. So you won't even look at it. You just, you know, well, quote it, you know. Quoting a verse and knowing a verse are two different things. Getting a manifestation out of it. Now this verse, I worked this verse many times. This voice is producing my life over and over again. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. This is what I did with this voice one time. I want you to underline mouth. And I want you to underline meditate. Watch what happened here. Watch what happened. This book of the law should not depart out of thy what? Mouth, right? Everybody say mouth. Mouth. All right. So that means you need to be speaking it, right? But thou should what? Meditate. See, now some people just talking, but they're not meditating. See, you have to meditate on prosperity. Meditate on messages like this. Meditate day and day and night. Now look at the next word. That thou mayest. Underline mayest. See, if it's not in your mouth, if it's not in your heart, how you got saved? It was in your mouth and heart, right? Huh? Talk to me. How you got saved? In your heart and mouth. You heard it, you got in your heart and your mouth, and you confessed Jesus Christ, and you got born again. So don't tell me you don't have the faith to do it. Prosperity is part of your birth. Whoa. You born in a prosperous family. Who in the family? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. So traditionally and religiously, the body of Christ We've been put in a doom ditch, D-O-O-M, a doom ditch. When it come down to finances, you know, they talk about the color of your skin. They talk about how much education you got. They talk about how good your English is. And you're not gonna ever get anywhere. I ain't got none of that. I'm wealthy. I'm black and rich. Can't talk good. I don't know much about English. I don't know about none of that. I got in this word, man. I feel the Holy Ghost. I got in this word. God's word works. And it works just as if the word was powerful enough. Now listen to me. If the word of God was powerful enough to save you, to get you out of hell and give you a heaven citizenship, couldn't that same word be powerful enough to get you out of any financial bondage you in that you will never have to almost count money anymore? You see? See? Now, I born in a poor family. When I say poor, compared to what we could have had, you know, we had food on the table, but man, see, I've lived to the age with no television, no telephone, no air conditioning, no inside toilet, no inside water. I've come through that in the early days of my life, so I know what it's all about. But I see in the church, I see ministers struggling. Like I said, my sons and daughters, they don't have the struggle. All they got to do is pay attention to their father, pay attention to me, and they're all coming off the hook. Coming off the hook, doing things. Now listen, I got to get it to them, Lord, all right. May his observer do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt. Now I want you to see that word make. Now we got the word mouth, we got the word meditate, we got the word maze, and we got the word make. So it's not going to happen automatically. It's not going to happen because somebody prayed for you. It's by revelation, you begin to walk in some of these revelation and this anointing. It will manifest and you will demonstrate prosperity. God is looking for somebody to use. But I want you to read that voice with those words in mind. All of them have to be in place. One, two, three. See, three have to be in the place before you can get to make. Make thy way prosperous and then thou shalt have good success. Prosperity and success belong to every child of God. And this money cometh is an explosive prosperity anointing that the church can't deny. Man can't stop it. Man, wonder what it is. I see man shake their head, but they can't stop it. He told me they wasn't going to be able to stop it. Matter of fact, in a prophecy I got 27 years ago before I had money coming, the man said, ain't nobody going to be able to stop this. The blessing is going to be coming. He said, they're going to try to turn it another way, but don't let them turn it. I've stopped people from trying to turn it another way. You know, I've been in a meeting where I preach on prosperity, and I'm going to keep bringing it up. And this white girl, who is a major girl, I love her. She loved me. But she just, her whiteness came out, and she said, let's lay hand on all the black folks to get the curse off her. I grabbed that mic. I'm in a big meeting, too. I said, no, you're not. We're not doing this. I just told you I'm a multimillionaire. Well, look at what color my skin is. See, don't fall for that. Don't fall for you at the bottom. You're not at the bottom. You're on the top of the list for God. The underdog coming up. You see what I'm saying? And so, you know, I fly around. I've had four jets, you know, all four paid for. And I remember a little black boy was putting a chalk under the wheel. And he asked my partner. My partner's a white gentleman. And he asked him, said, who is this plan for? And the partner said, well, he could come down the step now. And that boy saw me. That boy said, shoot, I got hope now. You see what I'm saying? That we need to, this prosperity. You men and women who listen to me, this prosperity is real. And while I'm talking to you, I'm releasing an anointing. The money comes anointing. That anointing is on my life. It's on my life for the body of Christ. And that's why I got to come to you more and teach you about it. Now, remember those two verses, the burden and the yoke got to be removed. And it's not going to be done by might nor by power, but by his spirit. When he said by his spirit, Zechariah 4:6 again, by his spirit is still talking about the anointing. Are you following me? It'll be moved by his spirit. Now, In knowing that, not only Joshua 1:8, but then Psalm 1 through 3 give us a commentary on how it's done. What Joshua 1:8 says. Psalm chapter 1 through 3, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You can't be doing ungodly stuff, nor stand in the way of sinners. You can't be messing around with them sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. You can't. So ungodly, sinners, and scornful. You got to, this prosperity call for holiness. Because if you're unholy, if you're doing ungodly things, let's think about if you got money endless. You're really going to be a demon then. See what I'm saying? So I believe everything comes from God. I believe in being sanctified. I believe in being holy. I believe in righteousness overruling sinfulness. All right? Now, in this psalm, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of scorn. Go to the second verse. I want you to see this. It's so powerful. But his delight is in the law. Here we are again. We're back to Joshua 1:8. In the law of the Lord. And in his law does he what? That's one of them words in Joshua 1:8. Meditate day and night. Now I'm going to tell you right now, I do this. Go to the third verse. I do this day and night. I do it. And he or she shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his or her fruit in season. His or her leaf, because we say here, talking about all of us. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in that zone. I mean, I can't do nothing that don't want to prosper. I mean, everything I go after start prospering. I mean, it's got to be God because I don't have the ability. Well, I mean, but God just prospered. He just prospered left and right because I'm making it happen. It's not just I'm taking it by force. I'm making it happen. Are you fine? And you, after hearing enough of these messages, you're going to start making it happen. All right, I start teaching this early in the money coming anointing. The Lord told me, get rid of paycheck to paycheck living. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, God. I went through that for many years. Paycheck to paycheck living. Get rid of. Money comes, come to get rid of paycheck to paycheck living. And then he told me to write this, and then I'm going to start giving you some outline here I want you to have. Get rid of project to project living. That's the first time hearing that. Project. You got a project. This project going to be so explosive. I'm going to make some money. Oh, man, come on. They've been bringing them projects up. All right. Money cometh is an explosive prosperity anointing. Say to yourself, I receive the money cometh prosperity anointing right now. Say it with me. Y'all ain't got that lady froze. She ain't said nothing. I know somebody froze and I thought was wrong with her. The windows, doors, and gates. Now, notice it's getting bigger and bigger. Windows, doors, and gate for financial freedom are open. See? Windows, doors, and gates. All of them plural. Turn with me to one of my favorite scripture on teaching on financial anointing. And when you're wearing this anointing, I see you wearing it. Turn to Isaiah 45:1. When I first read this, I said, oh my God. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, verse 1, whose right hand, see, God will use his right hand to lead you into prosperity. But you got to get this on the inside of you, whose right hand I've holden, to subdue nation before him. And I will loose the line of king to open before him the two leave gates. There's gates. Two leave gates and the gate. Oh, my goodness. The gates shall not be shut. Now, I know about that because once those gates come open, my child, once those gates come open, once you're walking in it, oh, Lord, it just keep flowing. It just keep on coming. The money just keep on coming. Say it, write it down. The money just keep on coming to me right now. From this day forward, the money just keep on coming. The money just keep on coming. God can get anything to me from any time, from any place, through anybody. I have what? 10 championship rings. Never played the game. Different team. Nobody in the world did that. Nobody else in the world got it. God just showing me how prosperity works. I mean, yeah, championship ring, man, sweating blood all that life to get the ring, and I got 10 of them. Because I said, God can get anything to you at any time through anybody. Man walked up to me. I was in Winston-Salem and gave me a championship ring. I give it back to him. I said, man, come on, man. He said, no, man, I can't leave me with that ring. God told me to give you that ring. And then I went to another state. They gave me a Dallas Cowboy ring. I went to another state. They gave me another New York Giant ring, Boston Red Sox. I mean, that's just God showing us, I can get it to you. Are you following me? I can get in. Now that's, what's the value of that? I mean, that's beyond money there. You can't buy them ring. That was God showing. God just wanted to show the body of Christ what he can do through an ignorant Negro full of infirmity. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, so the gates open. Say the gates open on my finances. Say the doors open on my finances. Say the windows open. Didn't God say, I'll open you the windows of heaven and pull you out of blessings that you have enough room to receive? Y'all tired, and I know y'all tired. Y'all ain't that dumb to be on this thing and not tired. He said he opened the windows of heaven. Now he opened all the gates up for you. The window wasn't big enough, so he opened gates now. Door being opened for you through an anointing, through a revelation. Now, your biggest problem is going to be religion. Jesus' biggest problem was the Pharisees. When Jesus started drinking that new wine and started throwing them old bottles away, them religious folk got upset. And see that the old bottle, living from paycheck to paycheck, bring your tithes, and you need to give God more. When God gonna start giving me something? See, and so I brought it up. The Lord wanted me to bring the body of Christ out. That God wants free will given. See, that's why that anointing on me, when I stand up anywhere, I can go stand up in the White House without talking, and they'll start sowing. Yeah. I can go to jailhouse and start talking, and they'll start sowing. But it's a free will anointing that we have to pack in order to get there. Not nobody twisting your arm, not reading your 95 scripture. It's a free will anointing that came with money coming that's going to set the body of Christ free and going to function. That free will anointing functioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I think it started the 6th verse, God love a cheerful giver. That's where that free will, that's the type of free will anointing that God wants to have. Now, see, a lot of people giving grudgingly. They're giving because they think not giving going to take them to hell the way that the priest told them and told them that God going to get you or something. No, God ain't, no. The giving is for you. It's to increase your anointing, all right? Like go to Isaiah 45, 2, because it gets better and better. Isaiah 45, 2, it gets better and better. I will go before thee and make the crooked place straight. Look at what he's doing now. Now, everybody who have financial entanglement, everybody who having financial problems, here we go. I will go before thee. See, you're walking in that anointing, right? And make the crooked places in your finances straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass that is holding your money and cut, this is the anointing, cut in sunder the bars of iron. Now you've got to use your imagination when you're reading this scripture. You got to recognize God talking personally to you. You got to stop making the Bible a history book and a mystery book and let it become a revelation to you. You got to stop talking, thinking about Isaiah and all of them. That's fine. Thank God for my brother. But man, Isaiah, not yet, now. I'm talking about Leroy here now. I need to find out what God's saying to me through Isaiah. You follow what I'm saying? Now look at this. I will go before thee, make the crooked place straight. A lot of people living in crooked finances. Not that they stole nothing, they're just being stolen from. You're a child of God. You remember that oldest son in the prodigal son? You remember the oldest son? The other boy repented and came back home. The oldest son didn't know what was his. He's setting his tail right in the house, just like we do in the church, and didn't know all that God said is ours. We can have it now, not when we get to heaven. We ain't gonna need none of this stuff in heaven. None of it. So that boy sitting in that house, serving, and just like we do in the church, serving God and didn't know all that God had, that father's his son. You don't know. He mad because he gave a party for another boy. He said, son, you don't know all that I have belong to you. So now, here's what happened with religious folk. They'll see a man like me, a man like some of my sons and daughters, living in prosperity and wealth, and they get mad, they get upset. And they're Christians. They should flag us down and ask us, what are you all doing? How did you get here? They're mad, they get mad, people get upset. They get upset about prosperity instead of getting upset with themselves and let God take them to the same place. Are you following me? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Help me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. I'm coming out. I'm going in. Don't just come out. You got to go in. See, a lot of them children came out of Egypt, but they never got to Israel. Never got to the promised land. Like they never got there because it went around in circles. So we've got to come out. We've got to go in. Now notice the third verse now. Isaiah 45:3. Look at it. Look at it. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness. That's a wealth transfer. And hidden riches of secret places, treasure and riches. Treasure and riches. That thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. In other words, God can't fully quantify himself in your life until you walk in his prosperity. You say, you know, I'm a child of God. What? I was talking to my oldest son one time, and we was in the car riding. I said, boy, that's a wise man. And that man got, my son looked at me and said, you got any money? I said, forget I said it. Because if you got wisdom, you ought to have some money, all right? All right. In Isaiah 45:1-3, the anointing is designing one to carry out God's will on earth that cannot be stopped by no power or force. The secret in this anointing is connection to the Father and connection to the Holy Ghost through your connection with Jesus. One of the quickest ways of functioning in the anointing is humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God. If you put money cometh in the satanic zone of pride, it will quench the anointing. See, you got to have all this stuff, but you still got to be humble. You still got to be able to get out the car and witness somebody and get them saved. They just ride your head all in the air talking about who you are. You got to stay humble, all right? All right. Let me take you a little further. And I want to put an emphasis on this. In Micah 2, turn to Micah 2. I know it might take a little while to find it. Micah 2. I'm going to spit out three scriptures here. I'm going to make a statement that the Holy Ghost gave me. And like I said, I might come back and preach this all over. I do like my dad. He preached faith, preach it all, so people can get it. And then we don't preach it the same way all the time. Because I'm nine things I give to you wasn't when I first taught this. I taught this in May 28. Well, I typed it out in May 28. Now, if you hear this, you're gone. I'm about to say something, you need to hear it. Because it's powerful. Jesus is the breaker. And he has gone through the gate. What else? 2 Corinthians 8:9. Say he became poor that we might become rich. He already went through the gate. is already out. He's the breaker. He broke poverty of our life. He broke lack of our life. He broke Satan off of our finances. He's the breaker. He gone through the gate. He went through the gate at the cross. Notice what it says. Notice what it says in 2 Corinthians. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich, might be rich. Now the church don't know much about it, might be rich. Now notice Micah 2:13. That's a powerful. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by, I can't see that word on the board, gone out by what? What is it?
It.
Huh?
It.
It gone by it, and their king shall pass before them, King Jesus, and the Lord on the head of them. Jesus on the cross went through the gate for your prosperity. Oh, somebody ought to say hallelujah there. Yeah. He went through the gate for your prosperity. So what are you going to say now, Leroy? The prosperity gate is open for every child of God. The prosperity gate is open. The prosperity gates are open for every child of God. This morning, let it drop in your spirit. Let it drop in your soul. The prosperity gates are open for me. All I got to do is go through. They are open to the body of Christ. They're going to try to burden the body of Christ down. It's going to be a money issue. But there's going to be a remnant in the body of Christ who have enough money that this world can't put its foot on. And you're going to be one of them. Don't wonder about how he's going to do it. Think about why he's doing it. He loves you. He wants you to have it. He wants you blessed. He wants you out of debt. He wants you to be the head, not the tail. He wants you to be blessed coming in and going out. He wants to pour his blessing out on you. There's too many people love God, obeying God, and broke. That don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. You got to go through the same thing the devil people go through and people who are ungodly. You're a child of God. If you're living a good life, and I believe you are, I'm going to give all of y'all the benefit of the doubt. You're living right. You ought to have your money. I get angry when I think about that. We don't have to beg this world. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Debt must bow at the name of Jesus. Lack must bow at the name of Jesus. Limitation this morning must bow at the name of Jesus. In your life, I'm talking to you. I'm talking on your behalf. In your life, I declare and decree that you're financially free. You can have doubt in your head and faith in your heart, and your heart will whoop your head every time. Your head might be looking at your checkbook. Your head might be looking at the bills. We ain't talking about your head. We're talking about your heart. Let your heart whoop your head by revelation, by anointing. This anointing is a heart anointing. It's not no head anointing. This is the spirit anointing. See? From this service, God told me to preach this morning, from this service, you go from here in a different perspective, even though you know a lot of scriptures and you've heard it, but this morning you leave him with a fresh anointing for your financial breakthrough and breakout. I say it, thus said the Lord. I say it right now. I quoted 2 Corinthians 8:9, then you put in your note John 10:10, because you're going to the B part of that verse. Thief been killing, stealing, and destroying. Now you're going to abundant life. I've come that you might have life. He went through the gate. Jesus was anointed, listen, to preach the gospel to the poor. And here's what he preached. You don't have to be poor no more. Luke 4:18. It's one of his assignments. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he anointed me to preach. Look at the first thing. 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 He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And I, many years ago, I understood what he was saying. Tell the poor, who was poor, who has become my child, tell them they don't have to be poor no more. Now, he's doing it. Look how he's doing it. With a what? Anointing. Uh-huh. Now, as sure as you and I in this meeting today, God gave me money cometh, and money cometh has proved itself over the 27 years that it's accurate and it's from God and it's for his children. Now, if you don't, that line should have 95,000 on that line this morning, you know, because you got so many broke people. You know, and they're loving people. They're good people. I'm not talking about bad people. I'm talking about good people. But they just don't know. There's an anointing for it. All right, I'm almost through. Let me go a little further. You got Luke 4:18? First assignment, Jesus. You know what I mean? Preach the gospel to the poor. And you go on down the line because money called broke a heart too. Heal a broken heart. I remember when I first read about those boys, they said it was in debt, distress, and discontentment. I remember I preached that the early part of preaching on money coming. I'm brokenhearted. I've been broke before. Preaching. A broke preacher trying to preach to people. It's about bringing your tithe. Bring it where? Your broke self. You ain't got no anointing. Putting my tithe in no anointing and my offering in no anointing. You broke yourself. You bring your tithe. You know what I'm saying? I tithe many years, but I was following these preachers around here. I tied years after year after year, and saw no result. All I heard is a lot of scripture about bring your tithe, bring your offering. Until I got a chance to break out of this thing, break out and mess around, saw Fred Price on TV. I said, wait a minute, this man dressed different than us. This man walking different than us. We preachers down here. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to California right now. My wife said, that man don't know you. You can't go see a man like that. I said, I got to do something. So we bought a satellite. And I watch him 3 times a day for a year. 3 times a day. I saw a man who's walking in the prosperity of God. I got it. I mean, you stick with me long enough, you get it. You stick with me long enough, you get it. It's on me. Yeah, you will get it. You will get it. I had a young man, I'm looking at him now, I had a young man, him and his wife walk in my office and said, the Lord told me to give you $100,000. Went got it out of account. You know, God's going to take him somewhere. I'm looking at him right now. He's about to go somewhere else. $100,000. Then sold their seed. I had another young man walk in the office. He had $140,000. He said, can you meet me at your office? This happened all the time. And when you heard a man having $100,000, see, but they're going on to be millionaires. I you can mark my word, all of them are going to be millionaires because they're sowing millionaire seed. My goodness. See, people don't sow in me because I need. Oh, Jesus, I left need a long time ago. No, people sow because they got good spiritual sense. When God tell them to do it, he trying to take them somewhere else. Sowing in the money cometh anointing. Look at Matthew 7:27. I'm going to see, can you argue with this? 2 times, I'll show you 2 things. Jesus, watch this now, operated in the money cometh anointing at all times. See, I wasn't the first one got money coming. Jesus got it first. And then God said, I need a man on earth to pass it on. Look in Matthew 17:27. A tax deal come up. Jesus said in the 27th verse, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go down to the sea and cast a hook. Look at this. And take up the fish that first, that money coming, first coming. First coming. See that word coming? That first coming up. First coming up. See, that's why it didn't say money come. It said, some people try to imitate me, talking about money come. No, it's money coming. I didn't know nothing about that word. God giving it. Money coming up. First coming up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of what money? That take give. man, that's money coming. In a fish mouth. So what I'm saying to you, don't even be concerned how God, your job not going to do it. Your job not going to do it, I'm telling you right now. Your overtime not going to do it. Don't be concerned of how God going to get you out. He going to get you out. See, money coming, actually, I can't find an adequate word. Money coming, for lack of a better word, it's not a sad word, but process money, provoke money. Money coming is such a strong anointing on it. And it's getting on you all. I'm telling y'all, it's getting on you all right now. You see, with money coming, you don't have to try to make it happen. See, you just let it happen. All right, by just obeying God. If you're willing, Isaiah 1:19, and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So money coming is not, that's why I'm trying to find a word, it's not a project. I'll use this word then. It's a production. It's heaven producing something supernaturally. Because I don't want you to go grind on scriptures and grind on scriptures and put your confession on the wall and say it 9 times a day. No, I want you to know it's yours now. I have it now in the name of Jesus. Are you following me? That it's anointing. It's anointing. It's the dynamics of the Holy Ghost. It's not man-made. Money coming is not man-made. You can't make it happen. You got to let it happen. You got to agree with it. You got to flow in it. Are you following me? Are you following me? Come on now. Are you following me? See? Now, you have to know, listen to what I'm about to say now, it's happening right now. Say, it's happening in my life right now. Debt free, overflowing, more than enough, full supply, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's happening in my life. See, because I don't want you to go out and try to work some dynamics. You don't have to work for what already paid for, baby. It's already yours. But you have to learn how to receive, how to believe, how to receive, and how you hold your faith to that anointing. See, I was in that meeting. I was in that meeting when the apostle was talking, and the apostle was opening that new, watch what I'm saying now, new government of finances over the church. This morning, I hear the Holy Ghost said, we open an apostolic financial government over the church that had been shut by men and shut by this system. And God, people have been suffering thinking that money is evil. What is evil is not to have money. Okay. I don't want you to be condemned. I want you to have confidence. I want you to have courage. I want you to know, you're wise enough to be in this meeting. I want you to know the Holy Ghost got his eyes on your finance from this day forward. The Holy Ghost got his eyes on your finances from this day forward. All doubt gonna run around, doubt running around shouting, fear running around shouting. Just tell them, shut up. I ain't believing none of y'all. I got the word on the inside of me. They gonna try to tell you, and it's just same old, same old. Sam, oh, Sam, oh. No, no, no. No, God wants you to prosper. All right? Let me close. God wants you to prosper. Along with Matthew 17:27, look at John 6:6 right quick. We're talking about Jesus operated in the money coming anointing at all times. And this, when they were hungry and they needed a prosperity demonstration, and the disciples didn't know what to do. And this he said to prove him, he asked him, for he himself knew what he would do. So he already know, and I need you to meditate that verse. He already knows what he's going to do, How you gonna do it? And I mean, it'll slip up on you, baby. If you stay in the right mode of thinking and keep your heart clean, repent when you see something coming in your heart, I'll give you one more. I got 4 minutes, an hour. And I think this one is important. I quoted it. I might just spit the scriptures out. It is time for all financial yokes and burden to be destroyed in your life and off your life by the anointing. Let me read it to you again. I'm going to give you scripture. It is time for all financial yokes. And what happened here, what happened in the statement, when we go to 1 Samuel, turn to 1 Samuel 22, what happened here is happening over again. Just like they gathered themselves in a cave around David so he can train them. Y'all doing that right now. Because God never changed. I'm the Lord, I change not. He don't change his mode of operation. So we look at them guys in there with David in that 1 Samuel. David therefore departed, then escaped to the cave of Adullam. 1 Samuel 22. And I'm trying to close. And where his brother and all his father house heard it, when his brother and all his father heard it, they went down there to him. Look at the next verse. This is one of the beginning teaching. Everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, you see him? Everyone that was discontented. 3D, distress, debt, and discontented. Now, I said to the body of Christ earlier, I'm saying it again, I'm not speaking nothing over you, I'm just telling the truth, most of the body of Christ still in this condition. They gather themselves unto him. God always got a man or a woman to him, and he became a captain over them. That means he trained them. And there were with him about 400 men. Those become some of the richest and wealthiest men in the world. They found the principles about David. They was in that cave with him. That anointing was getting on. Same thing happening here in Darrow. Even you on the screen, all my daughters and sons and partners on the screen, you locked in too. My staff in here, but you locked in too. Wow. Wow. It's the same anointing, same assignment David had, I got it. Same anointing, I got it. Same anointing, money coming anointing was on Jesus, is upon my ministry. And you here, you gathered around me, you know, if you got any discontentment in your finances, you got any distress, you got any debt, it means eradication, removal, erasing is here on you now. But you got to sop it up. You can't. He said, I think I'm just coming out here to talk. And I got to be doing something else. But the Lord called this meeting this morning about an hour before we call you. And you smart. How many on the line? Show me how many on the line. People get online. 773 people. And then they ain't counting all who sitting with them. Got on the line that fast. Those are smart people. Now, I'm going to just tell you, the Spirit of God wants to, it's on me. I said, it is on me. That money coming, I mean, God put that on me. I preached for years. You know, I ain't talking about no money. You know what I'm saying? God put that on me, and I kind of talked to my wife, but I won't tell nobody else. You know, where the money coming? You know, you go there in the church and say, money coming. And then I was in that big meeting, I said, and everything started breaking loose. And God told me I better do what he told me to do. Then we had Isaiah 10:27. And then let me close with Matthew 11:27-30. And here's why I want to close with it. I read these verses many years, and finally the Holy Ghost said, you back one verse. Go to the 27th verse. All these things are delivered unto me of my Father. All right, delivered, right? And no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So this money coming, anointing, has to be revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. Because that's where the anointing comes from. And then you go on to this favorite Baptist scripture, to the 28th verse now. They read it all the time, broke as you could be. Come unto me, all you that labor, and heavy laden, I will give you rest. How about me having some financial rest? What about that? Well, let me. The most unrestful thing in my life when I was broke was finance. Now, anybody who honest, you'll know that's the most disturbing thing: distress, discontentment, and debt. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. See, when the yoke is destroyed in Isaiah 10:27, you still need to be yoked. See, you can't have plenty of money and don't have no yoke on you. You go crazy. Come to me, all you that labor, like the rich farmer. He started talking to his own soul without God. The rich young ruler, he won't go out and act a fool. They ain't had the yoke on him. I bet you put a yoke on when he got his hair back home. And that, and he them hog. He ain't want to eat with them hog. I bet you, what a yoke at, daddy? I'm going to stay in the pen. You follow what I'm saying? Because if you don't have the anointing, wealth, and no yoke on you, and no constraining power on you, and financially free, boy, you better watch yourself. It's dangerous. All right? Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Give me the rest of it, McClough. 29th verse. Take my yoke. Now I could mellow here and stay here for a while because I'm seeing something. You can't be yokeless and have prosperity. Ooh, my goodness. You hear that? No. You got to wear a yoke so you can respect other people, love other people, help other people, not be high-minded, not tune your nose up to how great you are. You better shut your tail up. That is not right. You need to be wearing a humble. You need to be humble. You need to be meek. You need to be lowly. You follow what I'm saying? You need to be loving. You need to be kind. Not a show-off. Who hearing me? Not a show. See, when God bless you, can't be a show. Yes, you're going to show, but not off. He wants people to see it bless you, but he wants you to let him do it. All right, let me close. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You find rest for your soul. Look at it. Give me the 30th verse now, close. For my yoke is easy because you're not broke, and my burden is light because you're not broke. The man yoke and the man burden that the church is carrying is a money yoke and a money burden. But today, as I close, I declare in Jesus' name, every burden and every financial yoke that have been down through the generation on your family will not be on you. You in a new family, you in the family of God. The blessings of God is upon you. May the blessing of God rest upon you. And I release the explosiveness of the money coming, prosperity, anointing on you today in Jesus' name. That's it. I'll be back.